Something the show is obsessed with, or at least fascinated with, is the career of Mike Francesa, his personality. Now, I don't really know much about his early work. I don't know about his early catalog, but
the Mad Dog?
Mike and the Mad Dog?
I know of it, but I didn't take it in. I know there was a 30 for 30 about it about a decade ago, but I just know the 2012 to now Mike Francesa, where he is wheels off.
Well, the internet hasn't been kind for the latter part of his career, because there's been episodes where...
I think it's been really great for it, actually.
He's fallen asleep, and he's had
one
some...
of the best.
He didn't know that Al Albuquerque was an actual pitcher for the Tigers at one point.
Oh, Al Albuquerque?
Yeah, he thought that was a made-up name. And then we have...
That sounded made up.
Several moments where he just doesn't really care about...
anything?
Anything other than sports.
We played him... moment from a couple weeks ago where Tim Wakefield passed away, unfortunately, on October 1st. And within a day or two, Mike Francesa brought this up. And this is the way Mike Francesa eulogized the late, great Tim Wakefield.
Wakefield, I didn't know, but you hear nice things about him. Solid pitcher, journeyman pitcher, not a great pitcher, but a solid pitcher. Had some good days.
And that's it. Just 12 seconds. Didn't look at a Wikipedia page. Didn't look at his baseball reference page. Didn't have an anecdote to talk about him. Didn't have a guest on to maybe share a story. Just, I didn't
Jason
know him.
Veritek.
He's a guy.
Yeah, get VTech on.
He's a baseball player.
I hate catching him.
Didn't know him.
Huh.
So Justin was really digging this morning, and he's found some other great Mike Francesa moments.
Thank you, David. Yeah.
Thank you, Justin.
I found these other eulogies. We don't need the bad acting alarm. And I found these in the back of my car, in my trunk.
Oh.
So if you're wondering why the fidelity is a little bad, like why he doesn't quite sound like Mike Francesa, it's because the quality is bad that was in my trunk for a while. But
and he's old. His voice has changed over the years. It happens with all
of
us.
It's completely different.
Yeah, sometimes old recordings sound a little warped.
Yeah, you've heard old recordings of the Hard Line.
Yeah,
it's all weird. So I have five here, some recent, some a little older. This one was really recent because one of his callers asked him about Suzanne Summers dying. And this was that interaction.
Thanks for the call there. Let's say what up to Billy out in Yonkers. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Mike. Just wanted to get your thoughts on Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne Summers? Who's that?
That's the girl from Three's Company.
Oh, God. That show, I never watched it. Sorry. Never did. Why would I watch a show about a guy living with a couple of broads and he's not sticking it in either one? Sorry. You know, wasn't for me. Plus, I think one of her boobs was bigger than the other one. Yuck. No, that's a no for Suzanne Summers.
Not a great eulogy for
her. And there's nothing wrong with one being bigger than the other. I think that's pretty common.
Also, we were downplaying the audio quality. That was really clean.
Pretty good, and it's new, too.
Okay,
it's a few days ago. It's good, 2023.
All right. One we played, the Tim Wakefield one, was a week ago. This was this week. He sounded exactly the same. He actually sounded a little healthier there.
I didn't know one was bigger than the other. I need to go back and maybe investigate. Catch some step-by-step just to see.
Let's Google.
And what a weird reason to not watch Three's Company. So that was Suzanne Summers. I have another one here. It looks like he found out about the death of Smash Mouth lead singer Steve Harwell.
And now reason number 34 for why Pete Alonso should not be the Mets' first baseman.
Hey, Mike, wanted to let you know, Steve Harwell, the singer, has died at the age of 56.
Steve who?
Steve Harwell, the lead singer for Smash Mouth. They sing that All-Star song.
Oh, okay, I know that song. Never really cared for him. You know, he may have been a good guy and had his drinking under control and all that, but... Sorry, didn't care for him. Any song that glorifies making an average Joe an all-star, to hell with him, I say. That's how you get guys like Cesaris Torres in the 05 Midsummer Classic. Look it up, okay? Look it up. Steve Bolwell, I'm glad you're dead.
Wow.
Who didn't get his name right there at
Steve
the end.
Harwell?
Yeah, he called him Bolwell.
Also, there's a vocal doppelganger in the northeast of
His producer, Oh, that's okay. It does sound a little bit like Jay. I thought his voice sounded a little familiar. Oh. If 3 minutes ago you asked me who Steve Harwell was, I probably would have forgotten. If you said the lead singer of Smash Mouth, I'd be like, oh, yeah, what's... He died, but I forgot his name already.
That's why you need Northeast Jay King to remind you.
Okay.
Doesn't really have an accent either.
No.
It's pretty nice.
You can also get mad about Cesaris Turris making the All-Star game in 05.
Jay the King of Queens.
He does have a point.
let's see. We have another one here. This one is also somewhat recent because I don't know why he felt the need to comment on the North Park Mall Santa dying.
Oh, come on, bro.
Why he would have to comment on that, I have no
idea. That's a
no-go.
You're listening to the Mike Francesa Show on WFAN.
So I'm seeing this on Twitter. That's right, Twitter, not X. That some Mall Santa in Dallas died. Why is this a news story? He's not the real Santa. The real Santa lives in the North Pole with his juggy Mrs. Claus. Why should I care about some fraud down there in Dallas? He doesn't put presents under my tree every year. I hope his chestnuts are roasting over an open fire in hell.
Oh. With night moves in the background.
I'm a little worried that he thinks real Santa is real.
Put some respect on the man's name. It's Carl John Anderson, and he's not the real Santa. He's better than the real Santa.
Also, we're finding out Francuser's a boob guy. That's now two references to Top Tops.
Something tells me he gets dirtier.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
Up top or
down low? Know, but he's already commented about Suzanne Summers' boobs being bigger than the other.
I mean,
Juggy Miss Claw.
You did the research. It is East Coast radio. They do things differently up
and
there.
And then he's just mad that we're talking about the not real Santa. All right, two more here. This one is when Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, died.
And that, my friends, is why I told OCU Mignora to leave my birthday party.
Hey, Mike, just a quick note. Actor Paul Rubens has just been found dead.
Paul Rubens, the Pee Wee's Hermans? Oh, God, why are we even talking about this guy? Anybody that can go to the theater and start monkeying on their pishkaril deserves to be the devil's butt slave. And I never understood why he couldn't just go home and call his favorite sexually ambiguous Filipino like the rest of us. So sorry, maybe I'll care the next time he dies.
Whoa.
There's no love
like the, for man. Like the rest of us.
Kind of had some elf there.
Yeah.
Monkeying his what?
I think that's Italian for wiener.
Okay.
Get up!
Although I don't know if Elf has ever called someone the devil's butt.
I mean, you get to mix with him every Sunday.
The Astros lose another few games.
Yeah. You have to check his temperature
here
in a couple days.
Wow.
So there's Paul Rubens. The last one I found here is a little bit older because this was when the Queen died.
Mm.
And I had no idea that Mike Francesa had a run-in with the Queen. But we hear about it.
You're listening to the Mike Francesa Show on WFAN.
All right, it's what everyone's talking about. The Queen is dead. The Queen is dead. Yeah. Who cares? You know, she came over to America to watch Chad Pennington's first start with the Jets a number of years ago. Tried to cop a feel, maybe even a quick finger
Whoa!
But some of our redcoats had
Mike. You can't say that, Mike.
Say what?
You can't say what you just said.
Can't say what? Finger f***?
Ah!
Anyway, just saying, they had me on the ground before I could even get within 20 feet of her. From then on, never cared for her. Not only am I glad that British ass fart is dead, I'd pay my whole year's salary to have a reanimated just to watch her die again. Anyway, moving on. Let's hear from you, the Yankee fans. Should the Yankees re-sign Aaron Judge? 212-414-4444.
That sounds like a legitimate tease that Francesa would do.
Also,
Aaron Judge and the Yankees.
A curious move for the producer to have Springsteen pumping throughout his eulogy.
playing Born in the USA to talk about the dead queen.
Right.
Do you think the queen has ever heard of Chad Pennington?
She went to his game, apparently.
Apparently.
She was a big fan. Thought he was going to turn the franchise around.
She had a Wayne
around.
Corbett jersey on.
Yeah.
And then all of a
she's
sudden,
a big Wayne Corbett,
Road 80.
Corbett guy.
All of a sudden, she's
Curtis
got
Martin.
Francesa running out at her with the shocker up.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know why a
dropping
guy...
Dropping the FF.
Been in radio that long, thought he could get away with that.
That's the most shocking thing I've heard this week.
I'm surprised we didn't hear about some of that beforehand, you know?
I know.
That's what I'm saying. How we never heard that story.
Like, how did Deadspin not latch onto that thing?
Right.
Oh, good work, Justin. Well, way to find that.
Way to find that in the back of your car.
Stuff. See if we can find some more of that.
Rattling around.